It's time for your Medical Minute, brought to you by McAllister Regional Health Center. I'm Duggo. I'm with Dr. Cameron Torbati, OBGYN with McAllister Regional. I've been hearing a lot about the Zika virus in the media and how it affects pregnant women. Can you please tell us about it?
Sure, Doug. So Zika virus, it's a mosquito-carried virus carried by a mosquito called the Aedes aegypti mosquito, mainly. If a pregnant woman is infected with it, it could be detrimental to the pregnancy. It causes major birth defects, including microcephaly in the baby, which is essentially a very small head. It could cause permanent neurological problems, mental retardation in a developing baby. It is a real serious concern. It's particularly prevalent currently in South and Central America, and it's slowly coming to America. So it's definitely a real thing. The CDC currently has a health advisory warning women from going to Florida. That's the only place currently that there's been primary infections in the U.S., which means that there are mosquitoes there in South Florida infected with Zika virus transmitting to people. In reality, this is something that could affect a whole larger portion of the U.S. So currently the CDC, the World Health Organization, and the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology is recommending good mosquito precautions to all women, which includes wearing long sleeves if you're out, eliminating standing water around your house. Mosquito repellent is extremely effective and safe in pregnancy, and strongly encouraged for pregnant women to be using that. It's important, I think, for all pregnant women to have a discussion about Zika virus, particularly during our mosquito seasons, with their doctor. And if they are planning travel, particularly to some of the affected places in South and Central America, or to South Florida, you know, it's important for them to discuss it with their doctor.
All right, doctor, thank you so much for the information. Very valuable information. Thank you.
No problem, Doug.
This has been your Medical Minute, brought to you by McAllister Regional Health Center.